Now, we finished last time, Parshas Yosef, topic we've been talking about of in the Maspik of the Gitochen and Hishtabes. Before we begin the next topic, it's we have two times left before the end of the year. So I thought I'd discuss Pesach, Purim now and Pesach. Purim is a totally misunderstood Yontif. People look at Purim as just an opportunity to get wild, and Megillah is just an excuse for it. And without trying to understand certain basic lessons that are being celebrated and certain ideas that are important. Mention the Shmuz that the Rama says purpose of Purim is to recognize the Koach HaTfila, Koach HaTshuva. Going through the Megillah, it is filled with ideas. The Medrash. The Medrash asks a simple question. Sometimes we talk about the three ways of talking about Achashverosh. We talk about him as Achashverosh, talking about Hamelach Achashverosh, we talk about Hamelach. What's the meaning of each of the different ways we talk about him? Medrashes. Medrash gives us a klal. We'll just to go through the whole Megillah with all of the klalos. Whenever the word Hamelach is used, it's wrong. Look, what happens is, of course, the literal story is true. The Rembes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you read the whole Megillah that way, there's a very interesting, shall I say, subplot. What's the history of the Megillah? History of Megillah is that Klal Yisrael went to Golus. They were told 70 years, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to bring you back. Then, all the nations of the world are trying to find out who's running the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. They're going to come back in 70 years. Or Nebuchadnezzar and all the other people running the world. They won't come back in 70 years. Who's going to win? HaKadosh Baruch Hu or all the rulers of the world? So Belshazzar made his cheshbon, and 70 years over, that means he won against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes a big suda, and then some letters appear on a wall, and he struck dead. Then Vashti's daughter, who previously married his fellow Achashverosh, So Ahasuerus becomes king. 3 years into when he solidifies his kingship, he makes a big suda to recognize the fact that he's running the world. He beat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are two separate sudas. The suda of 180 days. To who? The Chotzor of Avoda. All the officers, all Suri Amadinos, apart to me. Okay. After 180 days of absolute drinking, feasting, then it says, "Vemlos hayom ha'ela, also hamelech." The melech made another suit of 7 days. Previously, it's a melech ha'chashverosh. Why? Answer is very simple. the Jews were living in Shushan HaBira, and they saw this wild, crazy event that's happening for 180 days, half a year, 6 months. So they were not secret to the nature of these crazy royal parties. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an aside. If Klal Yisrael are going to survive in Golos, Klal Yisrael deserve to come back from Golos. It's going to be on one condition, that they don't get pulled in to the crazy Persian lifestyle. It's fine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged for Ahasuerosh. Get this idea, I'm going to make a second party. I'm going to invite everybody there, and the Jews too. And this is a clear that Persia wasn't a democracy. And he was saying, okay, I want my voting public to come in and to plead. He wasn't a benevolent ruler. To make a wild party 7 days to everyone at Shushan HaBira, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to keep Klal Yisrael on the side. I can survive, you know. You'll be able to stand up to the attraction of that culture. You won't be able to stand. That's why here it's HaMelech. Also HaMelech Chol Ha'am HaMnim Tzim B'Shushan HaPira M'God Ola Kotn M'Shte Shivas Yomen. Now there's this lady Vashti. Vashti was a horrible person, Chabal tells us. She had a lot of Jewish slaves, and she was afraid of them tremendously, especially the Gabi the Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs. So, and so Vashti makes hers. So, who summons Vashti to come in front of Ahasuerosh? HaMelech. Now at this point we're going Melech, 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 Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is arranging everything. Klal Yisrael now. So see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges history. And that's what Chazal want to tell us. And that's the Pesukim tell us, going back to HaMelech, Ahasuerosh, and HaMelech. You see, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands back and lets things work himself, and sometimes he very actively manages it. So now, Klal Yisrael, there are two goals HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to have. Get rid of Vashti, number one, B'Torah Satzma. Number two, put Esther in there. So that now it's HaMelech. Now it's only HaMelech. But it says, "Kadosh Marla Asos Malka Vashi Ashalo Also So Es Ma'amar HaMelech Ahasuerosh Beres." So then we say, "Lo HaMelech Levado." Yeah, she violated HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivoy. What does that mean? The way she dealt with cruelty, the way she dealt with her Jewish slaves, servants, workers. And she's gotten rid of. Now, when we talk about the arranging, that getting this whole new plan of getting a new wife. I mean, he had no lack of women. That's not, Ahasuerosh was not such a tzaddik that he's going to be sitting there without women. He had plenty of women. He didn't have a wife. So, my own, okay. Vayafkein hamelech pkidim b'chol medinos melchus. This whole system of getting these women from that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And V'hanara shatita b'enei ha-melech, and the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is going to be instead of Vashti. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu now has taken over immediately here. Hands off. Getting rid of Vashti, she's evil. Putting Esther in, she's going to be in that key position in the future. This is, all of this is HaMelech. Then we'll talk about Ishihu Dihoya B'Shushan Abira. So what does it say? Why did he like her? It says, "Ubazehanara bala melech." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking and evaluating which one of these women. There could have been a lot of other Jewish women there, maybe. But lo savo el hamelech kim offerings ba hamelech v'nikro shem va'agiyat or Esther, etc. Okay, so what does it say? Vayav hamelech es Esther mikol nashim. Out of all those women, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Esther. Okay, that's so you have certain things Ahasuerus doing as Ahasuerus, and certain things HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes control and is running, and that's why it says HaMelech. And we go through the Megillah. Okay. So, Achad Vame, Legidal Hamelch Achashverosh. As Homer Ben Hamdos. Now, who complains to Mordechai that he's not bowing down? The Abdei Hamelch, not Abdei Hamelch Achashverosh. That means what Chazal tell us here. He didn't stand up only to all the Persians and people from all the kingdom. All the from Jews who viewed themselves as Avdei HaMelech, he complained to him, why aren't you standing bowing down to him? So is Mordechai against? No, we're going. Mordechai against all the from Jews, the Avdei HaMelech. Isn't interesting. Haman comes. If you keep these klalim in mind as you go through the Megillah and you read the subplot, Haman approaches HaMelech Achashverosh. He says, "Vezdotze HaMelech Einobsen." They have all these different rules, but they don't keep the rules of the Melech Malach and Melech Kodesh Baruch. If Kodesh Baruch and therefore Kodesh Baruch and HaMelech Tov, he can't say Vavon. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to destroy them. He didn't think of that, but when the Megillah is written by Mordechai and Esther and write the story, they're sending a message to the whole subplot. Chasiv Lavda. Vayosa HaMelech has Tabata. What does that mean? He took off his ring and gave. Handing, I'm now putting everything in your charge. Did Achashverosh put everything in Haman's hands? Yes. But something else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put everything in Haman's hands. He's giving Haman free range to take care of this. Okay. All the Jews are to be destroyed. Mordechai Yoda is Kolashenasa. He knew everything that happened. Okay, then Lahal, and he said, tell Esther. Esther says, Almazah. Chazal say, what Avera did Klal Yisrael do to deserve this? They did two Averas. Participating in the Suda, or says that would have justified the destruction of the people in Shushan Avira. And throughout, wherever he went, everyone was bowing down to the Avodah Zarah that wasn't hanging on his chest. Now, what does he tell her? Lovo ala melech. What does that mean? You have to go to Achashverosh, but you have to daven. Remember, Mordechai and Esther and Nevi'im. Lovo ala melech is you have to see if you can go into a state of nevuah. Daven to the daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is Esther answer? I haven't had a Mara Nevuah in 30 days. Later on, Chazal tell us that Esther is about to walk in to see Achashverosh. She says, "Lamatzeich al yos hashachar, keli keli lama azavtoni." What do you mean? How did he abandon it? She didn't know what was happening yet. The answer is yes, she did. She knew, where are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? 30 days and haven't had a Mara Nevuah. I need that my grade of Nevuah now for my tefillahs to be Mekubal. And where are you? You're running away from me. There are two plots happening. Chotze hapnimis ha-shelo yikorei. Achal dom ha-shelomis. So Chazal tell us, you know, maybe we learn the klal. Learn a halacha from here. That anyone goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim except in the way of Aaron HaKohen going in Yom Kippur, the whole avodah is Chayim Misa. You don't go to Chotzeh HaPnimis HaMelech HaShelo Yikorei unless he calls you and allows you in. There's no free access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is determined by what the halacha says. We have access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, Vahi Kiros HaMelech Esther. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. VaMelech Yoshev Al Kisei Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He's sitting and she sees him in charge. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, what can I do for you? Now, Bayomaloh HaMelech, now we have a whole different... Esther, before she walked into the room, was Miss Powell. Two things. That her tefillah should be Makubal, and that she be Zolcha to Nevuah, and function now at a level of a Novi Baruch HaKodesh. And Bachi, when the Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saw Esther... And then he Shavrit HaZohav, he came to her and spoke to her in Amara Nevuah. And then there now, we don't have a Melech HaKashverish, not get home, and etc. It's all HaMelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is arranging now, hands on, how everything works. But then, that night, Balayla Hu. And Medrash says, no, the Shnas HaMelech. Achashverosh couldn't sleep. But not only Achashverosh couldn't sleep that night, Akash Baruch Hu couldn't sleep that night. Now is the time to come. What do you mean Akash Baruch Hu couldn't sleep? Akash Baruch Hu never, Lo'inu V'lo'isha. That means that night, what was he doing? He was busy arranging everything in a very active way to lead up to the solution. And Medrash says they opened the book. Haman had penetrated the royal court. So who was the people who? So it's an invite. It says, "Who knows not Samelach?" It says, "Vayimotzei Kosuf." it turned out that it was found out that it was written. It doesn't say, okay, he's reading. Okay, we get to page 35. No. So the major says, you know who was doing the reading was the sons of Haman. Every time they got to the page, they said, next page. And then finally, every time they got to the next page, it was Haman. It was Mordechai. And the king says, you got to read. They had no choice. Look how it says, Vayimotze Kosuf. So HaMelech says what the Korig Dula was done. Vayoma HaMelech Mibachotzer Tzomar. And HaGadosh Baruch Hu set it up that Haman got so angry he came running in the middle of the night to speak to Ahasuerus. No, you don't speak to the king in the middle of the night. But he was so angry and so charged up that he goes running, he's going to be first in line in the morning. When he finds out the king can't sleep and he makes a noise and he comes in. This is hands-on directed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Vayavo HaMelech for Haman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to the Suda with Haman. He says, I'm taking charge of what's going to happen. And this is it. We can keep going and going and going, the whole story. What Chazal tried to tell us is every part of Torah is learned on many different levels. Is the story correct? The story, the literal version of the story is absolutely correct. The literal version of the story is absolutely correct. But who's pulling the strings and who's managing everything in the background? At certain points, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just stands back and lets all their bad midas take over. Sometimes he goes in and has to rearrange it. And Esther, when she says, I haven't had a Mara Nevuah in 30 days. So, she says, but what am I asking for? Tshuva and tefillah. The end of the Megillah. Vayom Eila Niskarim V'Naasim B'chol Dor V'Dor Mishpocha Mishpocha Medina Medina Yer V'Yer. Okay. Now, Rambam says that the reason that we celebrate it is to understand the story not just on the first level, understand the story on the second level, to understand the story of Purim is the story. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't stop giving the sign to Klal Yisrael. He showed them what a low level type of person this whole royal court is. And then he said, now I'm giving you an assignment. You pass the assignment, fine. You don't pass an assignment, we may have problems. Kadosh Baruch Hu set it up, and they flunked an assignment. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, unless you do tshuva, what am I going to do? I'm going to arrange a total destruction of Klal Yisrael. But I'm giving you an option. And I'm going to set it up to see, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was working on all the different angles, putting Esther in there, Getting him angry at Vashti, and making sure he falls in love and falls hard faster. Everything's taken care of, but that's not going to bring the Yeshua. People think that's going to bring the Yeshua. That's not going to bring the Yeshua. What does Esther say? I'm going into the Melech. I need two things in order. I need Klal Yisrael to do tshuva and to daven. Number one, and number two. The Melech has to want it to happen, and he's going to show me that by giving me Nevuah again. And then their tefillahs, if they do their tefillahs, and that's going to be the sign to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has accepted their tshuva and their tefillah. And that critical thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael in the sign, And the punishment for that Messiah was to be absolutely destroyed. The question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already promised that Klal Yisrael will never be destroyed. Yeah, there'll be Klal Yisrael left in other places. Ahasuerus didn't get to Greece, as the Greco-Persian wars. He didn't get to Mitzrayim. They're Jews in all sorts of places. But the overwhelming majority of Jews is in the Persian Empire. And if the Jews in the Persian Empire can't stand up to that in the song and can't do tshuva and tefillah, then Baruch Hu says, fine. But you're going to have to begin Klal Yisrael over from the few Yechidim who are elsewhere. And because Klal Yisrael did understand, see, and here there's another battle going on. Who's criticizing Mordechai? It's not the Goyim are criticizing Mordechai, it's the Avdei HaMelech are criticizing Mordechai. It's when Meshub is talking about, well, listen, we got to do what we got to do. And we got to bow down. It's also about that. Yeah, but we got to do what you got to do. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? You wanted to be part of that royal court? I'm going to turn that royal court right around. And they're going to destroy you. You'll see who and what they are that you wanted to become part of. And then they have to do tshuva. Yes or no? That's Ebu Chirachosh. And when they do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already set up a system that can move from that to Geula. And to understand that this is how history works. Baruch Hu gives us nishyonos. We can get past them or fail them. And if we fail them, and then we have to justify our existence, and then it's going to be done with tshuva and tefillah. That idea is so important, says the Rambam, that's why we have one. Then at the very end,
gave a tax.
And all the greatness of Achashverosh is written in Sifrei Devar HaYomim, save the Melech Mordechai Parash. Now, Mordechai Hayhudi Mishnah Lamelech is brought through the robe Echov, the robe of what? Loluchol Echov, Melamed Shepershim Menem Mitzah Sasan Edwin. Not everyone's happy when a leader Talmud Chacham Imani Atzibur was part of a royal court, and therefore a lot of members of the Sanhedrin didn't approve of it. Now this is, and how do we finish Shoshanas Yaakov? That victory goes on forever. Because that type of Nisayon goes on forever. And in every generation, when we have a Tzora, we have to have that same Bitochen and Emunah that they had. And the purpose of reading the Megillah is to teach us what? Not just Bang Haman. That will not be if the ones who depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be disappointed. And the ones who trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Mordechai, will not be embarrassed forever. The lessons here. Okay. And as we prepare for Purim, the simcha is supposed to be a simcha that emerges from a true understanding of the day and experiencing the history of the day and the lessons of the day, and that should result in a simcha.